Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a bold statement declaring his intent to close down Al Jazeera's operations within Israel, branding it a terror channel. This move follows the passage of a parliamentary law facilitating the channel's closure and marks a significant escalation in Israel's long-standing dispute with Al Jazeera. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. However, Netanyahu's announcement also raises concerns about heightened tensions with Qatar, the owner of the channel, particularly as Qatar plays a crucial role in mediating efforts to end the conflict in Gaza. In response to Netanyahu's accusation, Al Jazeera swiftly condemned the claim as a dangerous, ludicrous lie. Asserting its commitment to journalistic integrity, Al Jazeera emphasized its responsibility to continue providing bold and professional coverage. Moreover, the network asserted its right to pursue legal avenues in response to Netanyahu's vow. The rift between Israel and Al Jazeera has deep roots, with Israel frequently accusing the network of bias against the country. Tensions reached a peak nearly 2 years ago with the tragic death of Al Jazeera correspondent Shireen Abu Akleh during an Israeli military raid in the occupied West Bank. This incident was compounded by Israeli forces' subsequent aggression to warn mourners at Abu Akleh's burial. Furthermore, the destruction of a Gaza building housing Al Jazeera, and the associated press by an Israeli airstrike further exacerbated relations. As Netanyahu's pledge reverberates both domestically and internationally, the future of Al Jazeera's presence in Israel remains uncertain, amidst accusations, condemnations, and legal ramifications. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.